I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Hundreds of people packed Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta last night for an interfaith discussion on climate change. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
The conversation ended day one of a three-day training for people across the country looking to become community leaders on the issue. Nikki Lucky lives in Athens but traveled to Atlanta for the service. She says she's glad an historic church hosted the meeting.
I think it shows a really important shift in the environmental movement and understanding that racial justice and economic justice are part of fighting climate change.
Senior pastor of the church, Raphael Warnock, says people must continue to use Martin Luther King Jr.'s teachings even for an issue like this.
We come to Ebenezer tonight to say that those who are concerned about civil rights and human rights have to be concerned about the environment so that we can have environmental justice.
The conversation ended with a call to action, asking attendees to stand with the voiceless in the fight against climate change. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
A bill to create a mental health and substance abuse commission is moving forward in the Georgia legislature. The bill's sponsor says the commission would tackle issues of youth mental health, as well as study ways to address mental health care in jails and care for people who are homeless. Governor Brian Kemp has publicly expressed support for the measure. And it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, which means it's time for Savannah's annual festival and parade. Police are reminding partygoers to follow the law. The festival started this morning. Road closures have already started ahead of tomorrow's parade. River Street and the roads around City Market are closed to traffic. Streets along most of the parade route will be closed starting at 8 tomorrow morning. City officials are urging parade goers to figure out transportation and parking in advance. The parade begins at 10:15 a.m. on Saturday. And Camden County has named a new school superintendent. The Brunswick News reports Camden County High School Principal John Tucker will take over the job at the end of the year. Current Superintendent Will Harden last week announced plans to retire effective December 31st. The Camden County School Board has a long history of hiring a new superintendent from within the school system. A federal judge says police cannot ban demonstrators from wearing Planned Parenthood buttons that include profanity in public areas of the Georgia Capitol. The American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia filed a lawsuit this week against Capitol police officers after they told protesters not to wear pink buttons with curse words on them. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Steve Jones ordered the police not to ban the buttons pending the outcome of the case. He said the ACLU had demonstrated that the wearing of buttons is likely covered by First Amendment protections for free speech. And in sports, Atlanta United is back on the pitch this Sunday when they host the Philadelphia Union at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Game time is 7 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.